Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Papa never watched a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Papa was a rolling stone. That come it wherever he laid his hat.
call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what said Papa to an early grave? Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama. Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, well, his head was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was alone, alone,
alone. Papa was a rolling stone. Well, well, he left his head was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was
birdies sound a little closer than normal. It's because I'm downstairs. I'm not in the room in the top of my house where I usually pre-record this programme at this time on a Thursday morning. It's a Sunday night for you lot, and the finest hour this week comes from my kitchen because there's blokes on my roof repairing it, and the hammering and the soaring and the whistling is a little bit too loud for radio. You can maybe hear a bit of it there, actually. Wintry grey skies, but it means I can look at the birdies out the window while I broadcast this week. I can see the woman I love as we speak in her study, sipping at a tea. She's just thrown me a Spock eyebrow, wondering what I'm doing, talking to myself in the garden in my Tony Soprano dressing gown. I'm doing it because I'm dedicated to broadcasting. Because I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Well, I hope you don't mind me making a cup of tea while I open the show this week. Yes, from Garvey's Kitchen this week. That was Keith Annell's suggestion. Papa was a Rolling Stone, and I heard that, and it's what a great story, eh? And it was just too coincidental. While I was reading through the emails and I saw that Keith had recommended that song, and I do love that song, it's The Temptations, by the way, in case you didn't know. I was also watching a film last night that Peter Kay, a funny man extraordinaire and good friend of mine, a film that he recommended last week. He was telling me how he really loved a film called The Family Way, which was made in the mid-60s. It's very of its time. It's a twee sort of... You could tell it was a stage play. And it's one of those grim up north movies, you know. John Mills playing the father that can't express himself. And Hayley Mills playing his daughter-in-law, actually, in a weird twist. And it's one of the themes running through it. It's about a young couple trying to consummate their marriage in the mid-1960s in a grim mill town up north. It's beautifully shot, and you can see Bolton and Lancashire in all its technical glory, so it's really interesting from that point of view. Paul McCartney wrote the theme music to it all, not the theme music, the soundtrack. So it's a really great little movie. It's like a little postcard from the 60s. But running through the film, and as twee as it is, and therefore perhaps hard to lose yourself in the plot, there's a dads and lads theme running through it. And anything dads and lads gets me. I think it's the same for most blokes. And that's why it is quite often a theme of so many films and things. Dads and lads not being able to express their love for one another gets me every time. So there it was. You know, Emma Jane's watching the programme and sort of giggling at its tweeness. You know, it's all kind of like, alright, let's have a drop of something brown. I'll nip round to Toff License, shall I? And that kind of thing. And we're laughing at its bluntness in that respect. And then there I was in tears because it had a dads and lads theme. So that's the theme of this week's Finest Hour. If you're a regular listener, you'll know I've done something similar before. The dads and lads theme came up about 5 years ago, something like that. But I've picked a whole selection of new tunes that remind me, well, not that remind me of my dad. Papa Was a Rolling Stone does not remind me of my father. I just want to let him off the hook there. But some of the other songs that I've picked in this week's programme do remind me of him. For now, though, hang on a sec, let me just pop back to my portable studio here. For now, though, new music, Milo Green and What's the Matter. And I'll tell you all about this lot when you've heard the song. Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to my kitchen. That was What's the Matter? Very cute, isn't it? From Milo Green, or Milo Green, if you like. It's probably Milo, actually, because they're from Los Angeles in California. They're a quintet with four lead singers, none of whom are named Milo. The band members are Robbie Arnett, Graham Fink, Andrew Herringer and Milana Sheets. They share the lead and backing vocal duties and often swap instruments during the show. Cute, just saying, in the right side of folk for me. It's a funny one, the revival of folk music. There's an awful lot of folk music, of course, that I love and I play regularly. There's an awful lot of folk music that I don't love. And that one's just skating on the edge of my... on the edge of brilliance, let's put it like that. This next tune was recommended by Ed in Leeds. Let me just dig it out for you. Here we go. I'd like to recommend Black Domino Books by H. Hawk. Black Domino Box, even, by H. Hawkline. This is an intriguing, psychedelic, whimsical song about how objects he has collected can give rise to a variety of emotions. I first heard this on Six Music with Mark Riley, and it's been ringing around my head ever since. To round things off, there is even a pixie-like awoo chorus. What's not to like? I'm in full agreement with you, Ed. And here he is, H. Hawkline with Black Domino Box.
A black domino box that I got from a fair with below written on the inside. A magnifying glass with a scratch big as hell and worn the Olympic guide. I decorate
Domino Box by H. Hawkline, as recommended as a song for Guy by Ed in Leeds.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey.
The right side of the celestial equator.
Here's a tune now that I heard in one of my favourite bars in Manchester. I pretty much just walked in and got myself a drink, and suddenly the whole place resembled a film set, and I felt kind of laid back and happy that I was there, and everybody looked great. And then I realised it was because the music was very, very cinematic. Spindrift started as a project to make theme music for imaginary westerns, I think was the way they put it. Soundtrack for imaginary movies, and you can hear it all over this tune. From the album The Legend of God's Gun, which if you don't have you should get, this is Spindrift and Speak to the Wind. Everybody look cool.
Thank you.
Spindrift, and from the album The Legend of God's Gun, that was Speak to the Wind. I've got it in my mind that they wrote the theme music to The Legend of God's Gun, and then somebody made a movie to accompany their record. I like things that way round. Musicians at the fore. Good, eh? Just to remind you, if you think it sounds a little echoey in here, it's because I'm making the programme in my kitchen this week, as there's men on my roof repairing it. And there's no way I'm interrupting their important work just to selfishly make a radio programme for a million or so music nerds. This next tune is from Brastronaut. They're from British Columbia. They're from Vancouver. And their roots are in pop, rock and jazz. They formed in 2007. We've had them on the show before. And they're absolutely awesome. This is a beautiful new thing from them called Bounce. And it's out at the end of November. What a beautiful song. It must have been great working on that. I always think that when I hear a really, really beautiful song where someone's obviously taken the time and really crafted it, I always think, I bet it was ace working on that song. Knowing you had something beautiful and all you had to do was add tiny little touches to it. Lovely. Brastronaut and Bounce. And that's out at the end of November. Another song for Gaia recommendation here from somebody that we've not heard from for ages. Sarah and what's Sarah's fella called? David. Sarah and David Razor. She says, "Dearest darling Guy," and that's how you get an email read out on my program. "Dearest darling Guy, belated greetings from late summer, early fall, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Last summer's end, we suggested a few, including Cousteau's Last Good Day of the Year. As we return, it seems appropriate to continue the theme with soul. We've been quite saturated with soul all summer. Good stuff. Check out Esther Phillips' Just Say Goodbye. It's wonderfully elegiac. Thank you. Be well and keep it loud and proud, Sarah and David Razor." Well, I can't tell you how many records these two have recommended for the programme. And they've done it again. I've never even heard of Esther Phillips. This tune's called Just Say Goodbye, and it's right up there with some of the soul classics.
I can't forget the night you told me that you loved me. The stars were shining so bright. How could I constantly resist you when your lips were sweet and your arms held me tight? You said you'd give me your heart, but you just lied to me from the start. Won't you please, please stop pretending and just say goodbye? No, I won't sigh and I won't cry. You're not my guy. Just say goodbye. I can't forget how soft your voice was when you told me you needed my sweet caress. And when you begged me for my love, I thought at last I
Tom Lehrer was one of the best-kept secrets in music, and he seemed to like it that way. A Harvard graduate with a master's degree in mathematics, he was articulate and witty, with considerable skill at the piano and a penchant for musical theatre. He first began performing his songs at college parties, but before long he was on the nightclub circuit and judged demand for his music sufficient to press an album, which he sold on campus and by mail order. His music was a daring mix of satire and innuendo that delighted audiences and guaranteed he would not be picked up by radio or television in 1950s America. So for years he was a math teacher by day and entertainer by night, and in the more permissive 60s he wrote songs to order for the US version of That Was the Week That Was. But by the early 70s he was bored with performing and had disappeared back into academia. However, despite his complete lack of interest in commercial success, his songs have enjoyed a slow but steady revival, thanks partly to a stage review in the 80s called Tomfoolery, and also, in my opinion, their continued relevance in today's society. Take, for example, the Masochism Tango with its cowardesque delivery. Try substituting the 1950s Harvard audience for a room full of literary critics who've just read 50 Shades of Grey, and you'll see what I mean. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Another familiar type of love song is the passionate or fiery variety, usually in tango tempo, in which the singer exhorts his partner to haunt him and taunt him and, if at all possible, to consume him with a kiss of fire. This particular illustration of this genre is called the Masochism Tango. Touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the Masochism Tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the Masochism Tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, that's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we dance to the Masochism Tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell. So darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the Masochism Tango.
Tom Lehrer and the Masochism Tango, as recommended by the amazing Beckopedia. More from her next week. You can probably still hear the men hammering on my roof, even though I'm downstairs. Or maybe not. Anyway, from the kitchen. Do you remember that song Martika's Kitchen? Now, was the song called Martika's Kitchen, or was the band called Martika's Kitchen? Something's cooking in Martika's kitchen, baby. It's a strange thing, but I don't know if I've told you this before, but I'm sure it's going to fuel a few emails. I don't like songs that mention food. I've probably got some deep-seated food issue, and some of the psychologists in the audience, please spare me any analysis. Don't tell me why I don't like listening to songs about food. But I don't. I don't like songs that mention food. If you can think of good ones, prove me wrong. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Or if you want to recommend a song for any reason whatsoever, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Or just look for me on the Six Music website. Remember, a song for Guy recommendation should be that, a recommendation, not a request. Try and pick something that you don't think we've heard before, and we can broaden our horizons together. So, yes, that was Tom Lehrer and the Masochism Tango, as I said. The theme of this week's show from my kitchen here in North Manchester is Dads and Lads. This is one from Coco Lovers called Father.
Oh, my days are gone without you. Oh, my days so long without you. Oh, my days are gone without you. Oh, my days so long without you, Father. You in words unsaid, you whispered, don't follow me. For a boy that you barely knew, as tall as an oak he grew. A son's peace was made in death. Forgive, but you'll not forget. Oh, my days are long without you. Oh, my days so long without you. Oh, my days are gone without you. Oh, my days so long without you, Father. The Spanish soil you rose, your face up within the clouds, a guide for the fox, not the hound. Oh, my days are gone without you. Oh, my days so long without you. Oh, my days are gone without you. Oh, my days so long without you, Father.
Say, Coco Lovers and Father, in keeping with this week's theme.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place where you can hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve Lamack gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
You get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up! Just buy it!
This is Six Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamack.
Radcliffe and Maccone.
High Octane, yeah. Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on Six Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Cut.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Lorna Jackson got in touch and said, please, please tell me the name of the song you played 10 minutes ago. This was on the 14th of October. It was Sharon Van Etten and Magic Chords. There you go, a little public information for Lorna. Lawrence Hood got in touch and said, just wanted to say the first song I heard on your show was turning on the radio in October 2008 and hearing Interpol's NYC from start to finish while chilling in the bath. 4 years on, two Interpol gigs and many hours listening to the finest hour on, still loving it, Lawrence Chingford, you lovely man. What else have we got here? Finishing my weekend off, says Paul Whitaker, listening to your show, and you start with Shaq, my favourite band. Had a great weekend promoting a gig with Alan McGee in Swansea, DJed at the opening night of a Get Loose, a Northern Soul night, and then did a half marathon. Go on, Paul. Lovely, that's Paul Whitaker. And a special email here from Elizabeth O'Brien. Elizabeth and family are in Australia. Let me see. It's quite a long and very personal email to do with her family. And let's just put it this way. They've been right through it, particularly her son, Michael. She said some very, very flattering things about the programme and about Elbow's music as well. And I found the email very touching and very, very open. So to Elizabeth O'Brien and to particularly to her son, Michael O'Brien, who's been right through the ringer, lots and lots of love from me. I'm geographically as far away from you guys as I could be without being in outer space. So I'd like to think, as I send my love around the planet, everybody on the planet will be sending theirs along with it, even if they don't know they're doing it. Hold it together, you lot. You've been right through the mill, particularly Michael. Lots and lots of love. This is a tune from AC Newman. It's great, it's new, and it's called I'm Not Talking.
Until then, until then, until that reason, think I have a shot at redemption. Until
AC Newman, and I'm Not Talking. Great, innit? Go and buy it. Right, okay, here's a confusing one. I'm broadcasting from my kitchen, I know I keep telling you, but I'm trying to get a handle on this mentioning food in songs thing that I do not like. It's almost like... No, let's have your theories. I could look it up online, I could go and ask your therapist. Why don't I like food being mentioned in songs? I want your theories, and I also want your recommendations of great songs mentioning food or cooking. Gary.6music@bbc.co.uk. Now, it actually relates to this next tune in some small way. If I can just find... Here we are. Amanda Kerr recommends a song for Guy. I'm going to do you over here, Amanda. I'm going to read your email first of all. Time for a little old-fashioned romance, says Amanda Kerr. Richard Harris selling a song like only an actor can. After playing King Arthur in the film version of Camelot, he recorded an album. His version of MacArthur Park is sublime. Made me weep. Love to you and yours, Amanda Kerr in Belfast. I'm really sorry, Amanda. I do know this song, MacArthur Park, and I couldn't agree with you less. I find it hysterical, like hilarious, and other than that, verbose and ridiculous. I don't find it in any way touching. And I can see where whoever wrote it was coming from, mentioning a cake melting in the rain. Maybe they like cake more than I do, and that is the greatest tragedy of their life. But study the chorus of MacArthur Park, particularly this really overblown version that Richard Harris has done. Amanda Kerr, please send me an email telling me what a bastard I am for disagreeing with you on air the way I have, and I promise I'll read it out, depending on the language you use. MacArthur Park by Richard Harris. Check out the chorus. It starts hysterical and ends ridiculous. And it mentions cake.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages, and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no. For I will
will sing it. There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers through the sky.
put Garvey on the air.
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. Topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. Got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept. You ain't the positive even. Might hate the negative and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, no mess with Mr. In Between. You got spread joy. I'll give the maximum. Bring blue down to the middle.
wonderful to walk upon the scene.
You got to accentuate the positive, yeah.
Yeah.
I need the negative and latch on,
yeah.
To the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Couldn't agree more, Johnny. Johnny Mercer and Accentuate the Positive. If you're going to look for that online, the way they've spelt it is ridiculous. Ac-cent, as in the unit of American currency, dash, chu, T-C-H-U, dash, 8. In fact, I would just Google the positive, because you'd never find it if you spelt it the way you thought it was spelt. Johnny Mercer. I first came across that tune in The Singing Detective, which was breakthrough screenplay writing at the time by Dennis Potter. It's why my band are called Elbow as well. Or rather, it's where I got the idea to call a band Elbow. I'm not sure it was a good idea. Anyway, there you go. Johnny Mercer and Accentuate the Positive. If you can get hold of the Singing Detective soundtrack, you won't be disappointed. It's got some awesome songs on it. Really is an amazing thing. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. There's men on my roof, so I'm making my programme in my kitchen. And oh, here comes the puss. Jocelyn? Hello? What's up? She's saying, what are you doing in here? You're doing me head in. There's men on the roof banging. You're in me kitchen. Aw. Anyway, yeah, sorry, got distracted there. Calexico have got a new one out. The album's called Algiers. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. This tune's called Algiers, I guess. It's the title track. Ladies and gentlemen, the welcome return of Calexico. very chatty, my cat. She gives very good advice, though. In fact, I'm going to start a new slot on the programme. It's called Ask Jocelyn. For instance, dear Jocelyn, I'm having a lot of trouble with my feet. Who should I go and see about it? Sorry? Oh, I see, right, okay. I'll do that. If you have any problems of any kind, medical, mental, spiritual, please feel free, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. And I can translate, actually, what Jocelyn replies. Where are we up to now? That's going to run, that. I can feel it. oh, yes. Serafina Steer, The Night Before Mutiny. This is a fascinating piece of music. And I'm very, very excited to hear more by this artist. Serafina Steer, A Night Before Mutiny.
I don't care. more we will lie, lie once more will we. Once more we
Serafina Stay and Night Before Mutiny. I think I said Night Before Music, didn't I? Before then. Ah, the cat was distracting me. So yeah, Ask Jocelyn the Posh Cat. I'm going to have to write a jingle for it, aren't I? I'll work on that for next week. Ask Jocelyn the Posh Cat for advice. I'll translate for you, but do send in your grievances. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, William Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanchel, Wilco, Mickey New, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Wah, Minute, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Serge Gainsbourg, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio
6
Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
The theme of this week's programme, recording it as I am in my kitchen, prompting me to keep thinking about Martika's Kitchen, which is a disturbing song for me because it mentions food. The theme this week is Dads and Lads, prompted by an email from Keith Annell, who's a regular listener, and by the movie The Family Way, which my friend Peter Kay lent me. Dads and lads, why does it get to me? I mean, there's the obvious thing about fathers and sons, and I think it's just, it's particularly that storyline of the stoic father who can't express himself and a son that's too proud to be open about his disappointment with that. I don't know, it gets me every time, that. The bank advert with the pregnant woman and a father's walking around looking for dust, and at the end of the bank advert he signed her a cheque. It made me cry, that. I mean, the message is terrible, isn't it? Do you have trouble telling your children you love them? Buy them off. And then whatever bank it was. But it got me, it got me. So, I'm not sure why that is. Me and my dad tell each other we love each other all the time. It's really not a problem. But the dads and lads thing still gets to me. Cat Stevens had a good handle on it. And here's the original. I thought I'd stress that.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go.
to go.
Make a change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Martha Wainwright's a lovely lady who I've met on one occasion. This is a song called Proserpina, and it's very sad and very touching. I wonder if it's to do with Kate McGarrigle passing away last year, plus Martha becoming a mother around the same time. That must have been quite a... that's two enormous life-shaping... womanhood experiences that she's had in very, very close quarters there. Martha Wainwright is singing her soul here. Proserpina, it's brilliant.
Proserpina. Proserpina, come home to mama, come home to mama. Proserpina, Proserpina, come home to mother, come home to mama. Punish the earth, I shall burn down the heat, I shall take away every morsel to eat, I shall turn every field into stone, where I walk crying alone, crying for Proserpina, Proserpina. Come home to mama now.
Proserpina, Proserpina, go home to your mother, go home to Hera. Proserpina, Proserpina, go home to your mother.
Proserpina, Proserpina, come home to mama, come home to mama. Proserpina, Proserpina, come home to mama, come home to mama.
Wonderful. Martha Wainwright and Proserpina. It's out now. Can you hear the hammering? God, the worst of the cat for not doing it on demand. Nick Farley's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says, I heard you play Starla by the Smashing Pumpkins. Have you heard the version of it by Ardem on his album called Takes? It's lovely. It mixes up bits from The Windowpane and Gish too. Didn't realise that until I heard the original again on your show. I only have it on tape and didn't have a tape player for years. Brought back memories of being 16. Thanks. I love a cover that takes a song somewhere else, and I think Ardem does that wonderfully on this album. Take It Easy from Nick. I agree with you, Nick. I have played this song before, and I've actually interviewed Ardem about his song Love and Other Planets, as well as this cover of Starla. It was such a lovely surprise once I realised how much I loved Ardem's music. It was such a lovely surprise to find out that he had similar taste than I did. Starla is a great song by the Pumpkins, but it is a B-side. It was on Pisces Iscariot, I think, was it? Yeah, it was. So it's a fairly obscure Smashing Pumpkins tune. And there you go, Ardem loved it. I ended up working with him briefly, and there was about 150 other people working with us at the same time. But we were both involved in the recreation of Vangelis' Blade Runner soundtrack as part of the Meltdown Festival that takes place on the South Bank every year when Massive Attack were curating it. I was singing a song on there that you would miss, actually, in the film if you didn't know it was there, like a 20s crooner number called One More Kiss that's on in one of the scenes when Decker's buying Chinese food at an outdoor market sort of place. And Ardem was involved in a lot of the synthesizer work. It was a really, really interesting idea that Massive Attack had, and it was a brilliant day. It's when I met Vashti Bunyan as well. She's a lovely lady. So I had occasion to meet Ardem and tell him in person, as well as interview him on this programme about this song, and I couldn't agree more, Nick. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, try and make it something that you think I've not heard for any reason. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And as my cat stroke agony aunt capers in the kitchen with a stuffed orange mouse, not a real mouse, let's move on and have some tunes from, well, from Ardem. Yeah, the one I was just talking about. I'm so easily distracted. Jocelyn, I'm not sure this radio partnership's going to work.
I'm in here. Please take me home. Starla dear, I'm all alone. When you can't decide what's on your mind, it's clear I'm here. dear, to disappear takes so much time, Starlet dear.
That was Ardem and Starla. I'm sure you'd agree, it's great. Lovely man he is as well too. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Nick Farley. I've got another one here from Andy and Max. Evening, Mr. G. Have you noticed that Sean Keaveney's been calling me Papa G on his breakfast show here on 6? Papa G, Papa G. Nearly every morning he says that at some point during his programme. I quite like it. I might... What could you sell under the brand name Papa G? Slippers? Evening, Mr. G. Me and my better half enjoying your show, randomly in our old VW camper van on the pitch at Ludlow Rugby Club. We're not squatters, just stragglers, after a cracking weekend at the Ludlow Food Fest. If you could enlighten the listeners to the delights of the super furry animals, especially Hello Sunshine, or any track to express our thanks to the super friendly folk of Ludlow. That's supposed to be lovely. Keep up the good work, Andy and Max. She'll possibly be asleep by the time this gets air. Well, it is Sunday night, is it not? This is for Andy and Max. This is the super furry animals. I've met these chaps many times over the years, and what lovely people they are too. Do you know, I have to say that the vast majority, I'd say 99.9% of the musicians I've ever met are lovely. I mean, it stands to reason that they're lovely because they've got a job they enjoy. The one or two that aren't lovely, it's always a real stunner, it's always a shock. And the two exceptions to the rule are particularly unlovely. I am too much of a gentleman, of course, to mention the names on international radio. Anyway, here we go. This is Super Furry Animals for Andy and Max. I love the idea of you listening in your VW camper van. I do so love finding out what you're doing while you're listening to the programme. The women in my family, i.e. my sisters, I know that Gina and Karen both like to iron while they listen to The Finest Hour. How do you listen to your finest hour? I like it when people shouldn't be listening and they're listening at work and things like that. But who listens to it in the most unusual place? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here's the Super Furries with Hello Sunshine. Super Furry Animals and Hello Sunshine. This week's theme is Dads and Lads. It's the storyline in any play, in any soap opera, in any movie, in any novel, or in any song that always gets me. It's like a button that you can push to make me weep like a child. This song's by Bruce Springsteen. It's from his album Nebraska. It's my favourite Bruce Springsteen record is Nebraska for many, many reasons. But one of them is its simplicity. Apparently when he demoed the record and took it to the E Street Band and said, "What do you think?" They said, "We can't play on that. You should leave it like it is." So it's a very personal, very haunting, very beautiful record. This song's called My Father's House and it's in keeping with our theme. Ladies and gentlemen, The Boss.
Last night I dreamed that I was a child, out where the pines grow, wild and tall, I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the fields. I ran with my heart pounding down that broken path, with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees and there in the night, my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms, but I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. We'll never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed and to that house I did ride, from out on the road I could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, "I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore." My father's house shines hard and bright. It stands like a beacon calling me in the night, calling and calling so cold and alone. Shining across this dark highway where our sins lie unatoned."
Bruce Springsteen and My Father's House, and I'd like to dedicate that song to my friend Leslie, because I know she loves the Bruce. Have you heard of 100 Waters? They're a US band whose debut album, I'm reading this now off their Wikipedia page, whose debut album nods to English folk while using electronic music production techniques, without remotely trying to tick boxes or appease diametrically opposed demographics. This Floridian five-piece have made a record that could appeal to fans of both Fortet and Fairport, Espers and Grimes. They've written that themselves, I have no doubt in my mind, but very accurate. This is pretty astounding stuff. I think it's amazing, and I want to see him do it live. Ladies and gentlemen, 100 Waters and Sonnet.
There are
100 Waters and Sonnet. Beautiful, eh? Perfect Sunday night music.
Hello, I'm Sean Keeley. You know, we've been inventing television shows and radio shows. It's just what we do. We just sort of pour out of us. And I've been thinking about Inspector Morse a lot. It would be great if there was a literal interpretation of Inspector Morse, wouldn't they? Like,
so, Morse, what do we do now? Bring her in for questioning? Do you really think she's done it, Morse?
I think it's going to work.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio.
Music. Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
Time for one more, and let's keep it on theme. The theme of this week's programme being Dads and Lads. I love that Horace Silver called this tune Song for My Father. I wonder if he wrote it first and then decided to dedicate it to his dad because he realised that it was going to be popular. Or, and this is the one I prefer, does this tune resemble Horace Silver's father? If it does, then I can only think that Mr. Silver Sr. was some really cool cat.
Thank you.
There we go. Horace Silver's father shuffling off into the sunset, immortalised forever. That brings us to the end of the finest hour. Go and find me on the Six Music website if you want to send me an email for any reason. Any problems you have for our new resident agony aunt, Jocelyn the Posh Cat. It's the same address as for Song for Guy recommendations, abuse, praise, whatever you like. Thanks to Beckopedia for her amazing piece, as always. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Julie and everyone who helps me put the programme together here at Media City Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Velbo, and it just remains for me to say to you... Don Letts up next, don't touch that dial, and good night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Could be Sunday night, could be Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'm your musical guide for a ride that'll include Professor Natty, Team Me, Primal Scream, Lord Tanamo, Tame Impala, Lupe Fiasco, Fuentes All Stars, and Part 2 Style Sound. In the second hour, we're going to kick back and relax with a more chill selection. Now, as usual, there's not too much talk and even less technique, just taste and tunes. So let's cut the chat and run a track from Aretha Franklin. This is Rocksteady, the Danny Krivitz remix. Rocksteady, baby, that's what I'm...